Thank you. If anybody wants the guidance that we are elaborating within the project, they are definitely available. Sure, they are published online, and all the procedure can be shared with anybody who wants so. I'm also glad that that the Danube Cycle Plans managed to push the things forward in Romania to be a more official, because I think that part that something became official at the national level is quite tricky, and it takes a few years to bring this in the legal framework. So we are definitely willing to share our experience also further. But I just want to have some extra debate. We saw also this picture. There is a different density of the network, because different countries has different administrative organization. I can see that Switzerland is totally dense to this northern part. This is a bit more flat, not flat, but a bit more flat than the Alps. Slovenia also have this national network that is also quite dense. But then we have on the other side, we have France or Norway. There's just some national cycle routes network. If we can also have the debate, if we want to create the UNICE network, this all the network that is defined as a national should be included in each country, or we just have the similar project we have within the DCP project, that we should select the routes that could be included in that network. This is, I think, also one of the topics to discuss.